going to study the Maharal on the ideas of Unisancha Hashem Elokecha Elyon Al Kol Goyei Haaretz. Twice in Kisavo, Moshe says that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give us a certain superiority and place us in a position superior to the position of all the other people of the world, all the other nations of the world. So, earlier in the parasha, it says, "Ulesitcha Elyon Al Kol Ha'amim." The same idea. And we need to flesh out what exactly that means. What exactly Lesitcha Elyon means. How is it that a person is Elyon? Elyon, literally from the word Al, means above. Here we mean, obviously, qualitatively, superior. In what way are the Jewish people superior to other nations? We are not looking to be the people, chas v'shalom, to antagonize other nations by claiming some kind of a superiority, which implies that they have an inherent inferiority, chas v'shalom. But look at the pasuk earlier in the parasha, says ulesitcha elyon al kol hagoyim asher osa lesehila uleshem ulesifares v'loyoscha am kadosh l'Hashem l'kachat kasher diber. So it's not only that we are kadosh l'Hashem and we do Hashem's will, but that there's something about us that's superior. What exactly is it? And then if it is indeed that we are a superior nation, why do we sometimes see lo aleinu weaknesses, lapses of this great quality? Does that mean that we cease to be Elyon? Or does it mean that we have lapses that are not excusable, but that are not going to really betray our essence? That we still can and do protect an essence that is Elyon in spite of what might be seen when we are in a state that's not so noble and when we are not necessarily exhibiting the supremacy and not deserve to be regarded as superior at all. Let's see what the Maharal says here. Hisba'er Lecha on page Tuf Mem Vav in these editions of Pirushei Maharal on the Torah. And this is from the Sefer Netzach Yisrael. Netzach Yisrael is about Golus and Geula, one of the many Svarim written by the Maharal. And this is from Netzach Yisrael, Perek Yudalit. Hisbayer Lecha, Sheyesh Bi Yisrael, Ke'ilu Haya Hachemer Batel Eitzel HaNefesh. There are two qualities to man: his physical quality, his spiritual quality. In the case of other nations, that which is most important, that for which they have been created, it's not just that which is what they care about, that's what their purpose is in the main. The main purpose is for the world to have people, and people who should build the world and accomplish good things in the world. But they are the substance of the world. They are the matter. Am Yisrael, as he's going to explain, is the form, the tzura. And that which is most important, therefore, for the Jew, is not the physical Jew, and not the physical body, and not physical existence, but the nefesh. And it's indeed, according to the Maharal earlier in this very same parak, it's really the converse in the case of other people. That which is most important to them, and that which their main purpose really is the physical. And that which is physical, therefore, is subjugated. And that which is most important to them, that physical, is going to be involved in everything, and is going to be the focus of their lives. Whereas in the case of the Jewish people, that which is most physical is ultimately subjugated by and dominated by that which is spiritual. So that's how he explains the difference between the Jew and the purpose of the Jew versus every other nation as Hashem conceives of the purposes of Am Yisrael, the purpose of the other nations. In the case of Am Yisrael, it's Kilu Haya HaChemer Batel Eitzel HaNefesh. It's an extreme, but that's how it is. It is that the physical is completely annulled, overpowered by, and completely subjected to whatever the nefesh, the spirit of man, dictates. That's the ikar. V'zeh she'amru, and this is why we are told in Maseches Yevamos, Adam Atem, the Navi Yecheskel says, Atem kruyim Adam, v'loi ha'iv de'gelulim kruyim Adam. Jewish people are called Adam. We are the man that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted. The spirit that stirs in the Jew, that's the spirit of Adam. And the Adam HaRishon that is inside the Jew is the purpose of man. In addition, there are other human beings, very important, but they are not that essence of nefesh that the Am Yisrael, that the nation of Israel manifests, each and every one of us, in our neshama. V'kasher ata oimed al inyan zeh, teda ki yesh li Yisrael mishpat hatsura. We have the designation. Mishpat here means a designated character and a designated nature of tzura hanivdelas. Tzura hanivdelas means form rather than matter. Chomer is matter, physical matter. Physical matter has to be shaped and used in the way which is dictated by form. This is, of course, very basic philosophy. The role of form versus matter.
Plato.
The role of form versus matter is, according to Plato indeed, the role is of a superior nature. And he'll explain it, the Maharal, in the way we understand it. But he calls it, first of all, a tzura hanivdelis. Nivdelis means that it is not about physicality. Nivdal. Form that is metaphysical. So it's nivdal. Ulayv de gilulim, for the balance of mankind, their designation and their principal essence and their purpose is mishpat, a designation of chomer, being alive, being physical people, and dealing with the world and its physical nature and its constructs. V'yadua. Ki ha'atzura hi poel u'moshel b'chomer, which has the superior role, form over matter. Matter is like clay. A clump of clay is matter. Now shape it to what you wish. For what purpose? Give it what shape, what form, what quality, what use? It all depends on how you shape it. That's called form. And so when it comes to mankind, you have the masses of human beings are considered chomer. The force of Am Yisrael to shape the human personality and to shape the destiny of man. What should man do? What should man accomplish? Ah, that's why we have a Torah and an Am Yisrael that's supposed to act upon the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, carry out the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and make the world take a certain shape and form. So, this idea of Chomer and Tzura is found again and again in the Maharal. And it's all relative. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tzura. Am Yisrael is Chomer. That's in the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem shapes us. In the relationship of Am Yisrael vis-a-vis other nations, the masses of human beings, we're all just chomer. And those who are destined to shape the image of man correctly, Am Yisrael, Tzura. But Kach, yes?
This didn't exist until Avraham Avinu.
It existed in Adam Arisha. And it, so to speak.
So why didn't he pass it on?
Nah, he tried, but not unsuccessfully so. And things got worse and worse and worse until, unfortunately, the Mabel had to occur. And then Noach again. Noach only was somewhat successful, yes. And then that success was in Shem and then in Aver. But it came to the point where it emerges correctly and constructively with the ability to influence and have the masses of what we now say are the people of Chaymer be shaped by Tzura, that began with Avraham Avinu. But Kach Kasha Yisrael, Oysim Ritzayna Shal Makayim, Heim Be'emes Moishlim Al Kol Ha'umos. So now, when Am Yisrael is doing what it's supposed to be doing, so it's shaping mankind. And therefore, since by nature, inherently, form is much more influential and is the power over matter, if Am Yisrael is Tzura and the nations of the world are Chomer, so of course, we are the ones who are Elyon Al Kol Goye Haaretz. That's what this Elyon Al Kol Goye Haaretz means. Because anything of quality, anything of virtue, human nature and good nature and qualities of a great human being, they are timeless. They are unchangeable. And they are therefore superior to and the ones that ultimately give value to matter. See, matter is only as good as the properties that matter takes on. But the properties are invisible. Right? The properties are the qualities. Those are unchangeable. Those are of greater value. And when those properties become the traits of something that we would call Chomer, so yes, now Chomer is being improved through the Tzura that it is taking. When matter possesses, and when matter is participate in and gains a certain quality, so then now that it has that aspect of Tzura, Chomer is improved. But obviously what's superior about the sum total and what gives it its real value is its form, not just its substance, right? Sheet metal is a wonderful thing, but until you shape it and make something useful out of it. And then another example using, for instance, again, the automobile industry. You know, a car is matter. No matter how fast or slow or luxurious or simple, economical it might be, it's matter. There are qualities, however. For instance, its color. If it's painted black, if it's painted blue, that's absolute. It is blue. Now, you may not like that color, but it is absolutely blue, and undeniably and completely, fully blue. And therefore, that quality is complete. As opposed to the car, well, you could always add something to it. Who says it has to be 68 inches wide or whatever? Maybe it could be 75 inches wide. Who says it's going to have, if it's a truck, 8 wheels, maybe 10, maybe 16, maybe 18? I don't know. But the point is that matter could always be added to. Form is not something that you can necessarily say, oh, it's incomplete. And that's his next point. Watch how he explains this. U'bishvil kach ein ro'u el hatzura ha'pchisus. Therefore, it's unbecoming for that which is form, meaning a timeless, unchangeable property that is the ultimate value of all things, it's incorrect for it to be deficient. Ein ro'i el hatsura ha'pchisus v'yitzia me'inyan ro'i lo. It should never be lacking what it inherently is. Because it's quality, not quantity. So therefore, it is whole and it is complete. Kizehu inyan etzem hatsura be'atzma shehishlema beloy chesaron. That is what Lahavdil Plato meant when he calls it, you know, something that's unchangeable. Ideas are absolute. Ideas are absolute and are so to speak, firm, true, unchangeable. You can't add to them, you can't take away from them. Because they are absolute. A thing is not absolute. V'ein inyan hazeh b'davar shehu chamri. But something that's a physical thing, matter, cannot be said to be complete or perfect. Ki'ein etzem hachemer shehu shalem. By its very nature, you could say, well, we could have it smaller, we can make it bigger. Quality is an absolute. Quantity is not. V'kasher ein hatsura kasher roi li yais. If tsura is lacking, hare ki'ilu ein lo mitzius klal. Then if that which is supposed to be so complete and perfect is lacking, it's of no consequence. It is failed. If, for instance, the quality we're looking at is color, if something lacks the proper color or isn't completely painted over correctly, doesn't assume that color completely, so then you cannot say that it's blue. It's not blue. It's all here, all how many tons of car or truck is here, but it's not, it doesn't have the quality. It's not blue. It's just an example in the physical realm. If Klal Yisrael is therefore ultimately the image of man and the tzura that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, if it's lacking, then that's not the tzura. That's not the Tzelem Elokim. That's not the form and the image that was intended by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulekach kasher Yisrael sheyesh lehem mishpat umadregas hatzura. We have that designation and the madrega, meaning the high level, the rank of being tzura of Adam, tzuras Adam, sheroi lo hashlemus, v'heim b'ma'alosam, heim al hakol. So therefore, when we have that virtue, and we are correct as we are supposed to be, and have the qualities that we are supposed to have as human beings, and the greatness, and the supremacy of the nefesh over chomer, as he began in this paragraph, so then we are, of course, masters of everything that's chomer. We are therefore in this state of elyon al kol goyei haaretz. Aval im yoytzim min hashlemus. But if Am Yisrael does not have that complete perfection of its character and of its qualities, shaz kiilu chas v'shalom ein lahem mitzius klal. Now it's as if we're not there because we're not imparting the quality that Chomer is supposed to take on. We're not doing our job. We are as if we are absent. Now, we are not of consequence. We're not imparting the qualities that we're supposed to. We're not having all of the godliness in here and express itself in how we live. So we're not functional as we're supposed to be. If we're not functional as we're supposed to be, we're batal. We are annulled. And then we are no longer elyon. And as a result, we end up in galus. And as a result, we end up being subjugated by others. And we end up not inherently the Am that's recognized as seen and functioning as Elyon al kol goyei haaretz. So, unsoncha Hashem lekecha elyon kol goyei haaretz means that if we are taking our nefesh and we are truly the people where nefesh is overriding and chomer, our physicality, is not as consequential. It's just that, well, look, a physical human being has needs, so we have to have food in order to eat. We have to have air in order to breathe. We have to have water. Of course, these are the needs, the basic needs. But it's not for which we live. We live minds and hearts as that which is the focus of our life, our minds, our hearts. The nefesh is what's important, and the chomer is batel to the nefesh. If we do that, then vis-a-vis the rest of the world, where that which we call tzura overrides and ultimately shapes the manner in which we live and shapes our chomer, so then of course we are high and above other people who are merely chomer, who might learn and adapt from us the means of shaping their lives with that which is similar to the tzura that we exhibit. But if we are not in the tzura, so then what are we? Then we're not functioning as we're supposed to, and all is lost. Because our value lies only in tzura, not in chomer.
But why is Hakom Lo Shlom Aleha? Actually, they're on the same level then. It's not that they would be less.
So the reason, good question. And the reason is because since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us and wants us not to be all about Chomer, and they are created and they should be primarily about Chomer, they're going to win, so to speak. They're going to be the ones to dominate this worldly scene. On a this worldly level, they're going to be dominant. And that's why, as we learn, you know, in Chazal teach us in Chumash Bereishis again and again, that when one is up, the other is down. It is impossible for it to be that Esav and Yaakov are at the same time dominant. When one rises, the other falls. It's a seesaw, and it has to be that way. In the next piece, we'll try to conclude. He says, and we need the first piece to understand it. This is also, the second piece is also from Netzach Yisrael. He says, but you'll find people, perhaps good Jews, but they might exhibit a certain kinah, where they're envious, and they want things they shouldn't want, and they are jealous of others, and they perhaps don't forgive what somebody else has. He says, Midazos eino b'Yisrael mitzad ki nafshem ra'a. It's not because that is inherently an evil that we have by nature. Loimar, as if to say, quoting from Pasuk in Mishlei, ki nefesh rasha ivsara. No. Ki am ha-kodesh hazeh mitzad atzmam ru'uyim el ha-chashivus v'hamal. The inherent nature of the Jew is virtue. Yoyseh mikol ha'iv de gelulim. But of course, if we make the wrong decision, then we can lose, as he mentioned earlier, we can lose that superiority. The nefesh is what's most important. Now, when somebody gets carried away, and the Yetzer Hara tells him, but you want something for your physical self, and you start to care a little too much about your physical self. That's when you start to say, I have the virtue of being a Jew. I am a person of highly intelligent, of highly spiritual character, with great intelligence, and the intelligence of this is the Seichel of Torah. And that's what's most important to me. And then the Yetzer Hara says, yeah, but don't you also want, wouldn't you like to have, and you see what others have? Oh, so then we get drawn into wanting that which we really don't inherently need, and more, wanting and getting involved with, even having tremendous desire and being drawn to things that we think we deserve, things that we think we should have, things that we associate with greatness. But we forget that the real greatness that we have is in the nefesh, and that therefore we shouldn't stretch out our concepts and our hasagis of what's important beyond what's vital to the nefesh of the Jew.
I'm just curious, how do we compare this to Malachim?
Malachim don't have physicality.
But their goal is they're basically nefesh.
They Malachim are an extension of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu functioning without even having a choice whether to do or not to do. They don't think, they don't feel, they don't make a calculation, they don't decide to do, they are just the will of Hashem manifest in this world. And that's why being a human being is far greater than being a malach. And far more rewarded than what a malach is. A malach is an extension of the will of Kodesh Baruch Hu, as that will carries out the will of Hashem in this world. It's interesting. He says that Jews have a sense of wanting greatness. That's because we are great. So we aspire to greatness. You're not going to find a man, a simple, you know, villager, a plebeian, who looks at a nobleman and says, oh, I want to be a nobleman. He may want to have the money of the nobleman, but he doesn't even know what it is to have nobility such that he would think, I want to be a nobleman. Rak gibar miskane begibar. Kemoisei. V'chochem miskane b'chochem kemoisei. A man who really understands, you know, astrophysics, and somebody who's in that world can be envious of those who have risen to the highest levels of understanding and of teaching of that field of science. Everybody else looks at it and says, it's not me, and I don't have envy. Right? Somebody who is in a particular field perhaps can say, oh, if I could only have developed that kind of procedure in a surgical way in a doctor's field, in medical field. But again, if somebody who's in the field can have a sense of kinna for that, somebody who's not associated with it, not acquainted with it at all, has no kinna. Jews have kinna for greatness because we understand that we are a great people, and we feel that greatness, and we feel a pride, and we feel a closeness to Hashem. It's something good about people, good and proper people. Virtuous people admire virtue and are envious of virtue and want to achieve more virtue. Rak ish ra marbe hamida mishaloi. However, it can happen that a person says, I want more than and things that are not really all about me. More than what's about me means things about material comfort. Much more than I need. And that's not really what my purpose is. But it's not... It's not because that's a natural attribute within the person. What our ingredient is to be derhoibin. Our ingredient, the mainstay of what a Jew is his nefesh, not his chomer, as he said earlier. To be a person with milas and to know your milas, to know that you are a godly person, to know that you have a neshama, to think about that, to feel it, to stay every morning, with a sense of pride and urgency and importance, I have to accomplish with my neshama. That's fantastic. But it can happen that someone who's incorrect and someone who is failing to remember what's most important and failing to understand that the virtues of the Jew are the nefesh over the chomer can perhaps start to say, I also want to be great in other things. So Jews want to be great. Jews want to be Elyon. Elyon al kol goyei haaretz. They want to be. And they have a right to be and they're supposed to be. But what happens when the definition of Elyon is corrupted? When having is more important than being? When owning and having becomes what is perceived mistakenly as, I'm Elyon, I'm important, I'm making it, I'm significant. So now you're taking what's supposed to be defining you as significant and you're adding extraneous ingredients and saying, well, I also have to have such and such a house or such and such a car, so much in my life, so many and so many vacations and so much money and so much power or honor, covered, whatever it is. Whatever it is, Aisher, Kavoid, Kinyonim, whatever, Likan Ois, Al Kol Davar Ma'al, Kavoid, Aisher, Aikinyon, Asher Yiru B'chavereim. And then they want something that they see and they think that's important, but that's not. So it's the virtue of the Jew that's now taking on a midah merubah, meaning it's measuring outward into areas that are not intrinsically where our greatness is supposed to inhere. And that mistake causes us then to have midos that are not good, to have some kinna, and to have a certain sense of maybe ego, let us call it that, and false pride, or haughtiness, and so on and so forth. He ends the piece, I'll just speak it out because we're running out of time. He ends the piece by saying, but there's a certain proof that ultimately that is not what the Jew is all about. He says, V'lezeriah ki nira lachush ki kasher yagia la'echot tzara hine hakol heim elov ka'ach nigosh l'tzara. People who are envious of others, and in a way that might be petty, certainly in a way which shows that they are putting value on things that they should not, and that they are looking for themselves to be aggrandized through having and doing things that are really not what a Jew is aggrandized by. Those same people, when another Jew is, who they know is in need, when they are confronted with a fellow Jew who they have to give help to, all of that which we would have called the kinna, the tacharus, the sense of envy of another person, and the competition, and not all of a sudden it all goes away, and the goodness of heart comes out, and chesed is observed, and we watch how people are just giving of themselves, body and soul, and their financial wherewithal. And he says that's because, in the end, even after the mistake that someone might make, where someone might say, I want all of this physical pleasure, and I want all of this wealth, and I want all of this honor. Push comes to shove. When they see what's really important, and they witness another person and the plight of another Jew, and now they have to care and give and love that fellow Jew and not have any sense of envy, and absolutely and completely forgive giving to that person and helping that person wholeheartedly, they do. So the Maharal says, so you see that ultimately what is the ma'ala of a Jew and what's called his chashivas or her chashivas, what a Jew can say is important to him or her, are all the right things. Mistakenly, sometimes we make the mistake of thinking that other things are important or other things are necessary, and we say, for whatever reason, I need, I want, I have to have, I'd like to be, whatever. But that's not inherently who we are. The inherent ma'ala of the yid is, as the Kodesh Baruch Hu promises us, "Unasancha Hashem Elokecha Elyon Al Kol Goyei Haaretz." And that is the ma'ala of knowing that our nefesh is special, and that the nefesh overrides chomer. So much so as to even be able to be mevatel chomer. It's all about our spirit. It's all about our godliness. It's all about our devotion to mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. It's all about perfecting ourselves and raising our neshamas and bringing the neshama to become the overwhelmingly important part of ourselves, overwhelming the guf entirely, defining the guf, as he said, for the nefesh to be mevatel the chaymer. That's the ma'ala of the Jew. And when we fulfill that, that's when we are indeed Elyon al kol goyei haaretz.
If you see Jews